Hey.
Hey.
Guess who's gonna cry themselves to sleep?
Right. Tell me your thoughts on this.
Okay, so to give a background to our listeners as to what I'm crying about, I stupidly signed up for a drive tomorrow, and that means I also have one on Wednesday, the day afterwards, so I'm
It
just freaking out.
was Steve's fault. It was not your fault.
No, I like when I first saw the empty spot, I part of me wanted it, but part of me was also like, this is stupid, don't do it. And I didn't listen to that part, and now I'm suffering.
But the thing is, Steve tried to make me go, and then you're kind of the savior because you're like, no, I'll do it. So, TVH, it's not your fault if you guys get crashed.
Okay. Yeah, I was one on Steve. Good idea.
All right, so give me your thoughts. Are you ready?
No, but I feel like I've just, like, when I started this week, I started to feel really bad because by the end of this week, I would only have three drives in, and I have a week left to get three more drives in. So this way's just better because I'm getting more done sooner, you know? So that's the good side. But the bad side is it's with an instructor I don't know, with another person in the car who doesn't seem like a talkative person. Maybe that'll be
Paige,
different. It'll shock me, but
you
who?
gotta get some tea. Her name's Paige B. You gotta get some tea on her.
Well, she just didn't seem like a person who wanted to talk a lot, and like with you and Dan in the car, I wasn't always thinking about how I was gonna crash, you know?
True. And then this is Karen and Paige B.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Oof.
So that's the tea on this.
Yeah, that was supposed to take up more of the podcast. Oh wait, I might just wake up t early tomorrow and practice on Mario Kart because you know that'll hurt. Yeah, just get thumbed ups.
Text me before your drive and then text me after so then I know like you're not dead.
Okay. Ugh, I'm gonna be more nervous for tomorrow's because at least on the first drive. I had the cushion of the fact that it was my first drive and I could crash because, you know, it's the first drive. But also, you were there, like, to talk to me and give me support. But now I'm just going to be like.
Yeah, Paige is gonna give you no support. You already
Well, she
know.
might. Like, I don't know her. What if she hears this?
Paige.
But the thing is, I don't know. And she probably won't because I've never met her
Maybe she'll
before.
be like a new addition to our squad.
Maybe. You just never know.
You never know.
Yeah, as that one song from Little Shop of Horrors says.
Don't it go to show you
Yeah. Legend. You totally could have been one of the doo-wop girls.
honestly. Triggered about that. I don't even want
That's some theater tea.
about it. Oh. All right. What? Let's talk about theater. That's our next topic that nobody else cares about unless you're in SLHS. But what do you think the theater is going to be like this year?
Actually, I don't know if we can spill tea on the freshmen. Let's not give any names, but I'm just not pumped for the freshmen. Hopefully, they'll prove me wrong. You know,
Sure.
hope they'll prove all of us wrong.
Do you know any bad freshmen that are coming in besides you know
No, not really.
who? Me neither. I think, okay, how do you think we're gonna be without the seniors?
Not good. Like, they. To us, because I guess they were like the oldest people, so they seemed really wise. They like with them, they just felt really put together. And as we get
True.
older, it'll seem like we're more in charge and we're not put together. So I
Here's
it's gonna be a mess.
I like when I walked into theater, I was like, this is so professional because there were like so many older people, and I'm like, this isn't middle school theater anymore. But I'm afraid just like knowing there's the younger kids is gonna feel more like
Middle school.
middle school theater. Yeah.
Ugh, hate it that.
Who do you think is gonna get the main roles? Are we allowed to spill that tea?
We'll do code names, and
All right.
I think we'll know who's who. For Harvey, I haven't read the play. I know nothing about. Well, I know it's about some imaginary rabbit. Actually, I'm gonna say his name. I don't care. Our boy Smathers is gonna get
Smathers
his big
isn't gonna
role.
get it. Like, if you read it, like, he would be so good at it. Nick, we heart you.
Yeah. There's not a lot of juniors. I know, obviously. There's some people that are pretty up
Are
there.
actors. There's no juniors who are actors, you know?
Wait, really? Well, I'm thinking of one big actress. That's definitely gonna get it, you know?
What did they play?
The
Oh,
player.
wait. Were they wait,
I
who? Oh, that person. But you know the student director? She's a really good actress.
Oh, really? I
She's
haven't
really
seen
good.
her
She
do anything.
was the lead of a bunch of middle school plays.
Okay. I don't know that.
So she might get Cinderella even. That's what I was thinking. Like, she might get Cinderella.
Yeah, there are a lot of talented sophomores
A
that I'm
sophomore,
excited.
you know who I think, if we think, is gonna be Cinderella. Her name starts with an M.
Oh, yeah.
She would be good.
Yeah.
But.
Dude, I wonder how many freshmen are gonna get. I mean, now we're sophomores, I guess.
Okay, how about like the sophomore class, us right now? Who do you think is worthy of getting a role?
Shoot, we gotta use code names again. I don't wanna like be spilling tea everywhere.
Oh, yeah. If they listen, they'll know who we're talking about.
True, true. Well, obviously, I'm just gonna say her name because she's so great. I'm only gonna hype her up. Chloe?
Chloe's so good. Chloe Bank, if you're listening, we heart you too. She could definitely, because she's a good actress too. It's not like she's a bad actress. She's actually a pretty good actress, and then she's a super good singer. So I wouldn't be surprised.
And you know, and it's not like an I've never seen her dance. Because
I
I
bet
want.
she's good.
Yeah, but she's good. And it's not like in Cinderella, you're gonna be doing a lot of dubstep moves. You
True. You're
know,
gonna
it's just
be
like,
in a dress.
yeah. So there's not gonna be a lot of moves. So she's probably gonna get a big role.
I think I know who's going to be the evil stepmother. Who
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
you think?
The one person that I mentioned earlier.
The player?
Yeah.
Me too. Or I'm thinking,
She played so good. It'd be so funny.
what if it's that girl we're kind of friends with and her name starts with an M and she's going to be a junior?
I don't know.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I thought you were I thought that's who you were talking about for being Cinderella.
No. Wait, what?
We're obviously really bad at these code
Oh,
names.
you're right. Okay, I'm just gonna say the names because it really doesn't matter.
True, true.
So I think that for Cinderella, it could be Marina.
Yeah.
And then for the evil stepmother, it could be Megan.
Or Ava. It's probably
Or
gonna be
Ava.
Ava. You
Yeah,
know
it
it's
could
gonna
be
be
Ava
Ava.
too. But how about pretty good
Oh
actress?
yeah. Oh yeah, Amy would be good at Cinderella too. Or one of the stepsisters.
That's what I was thinking. She could be a stepsister. I feel like
Walter.
there's a lot of roles in this one.
Yeah. Walter could be the prince, definitely.
100%. He's gonna be the prince.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
are already
Full send.
heart.
But how many? No, I asked this earlier. How many of us sophomores, I guess you could say, how like, I think I'm just gonna say the names because I'm only gonna be complimenting people. Cassidy's really good at acting.
Cassidy is really good.
She's a good stage presence.
TBH, Jillian, if you're listening, you're really good too.
Yes, and she has
She
so
can
much
also
background too.
I know, she's been at
Blue
like
Lake.
a bunch of plays.
Yeah,
So
that's
she could
crazy.
low key be a good role. She could low key get a good role, like a stepsister.
And I don't know that I'm not talking about Harvey because I know nothing about it, so
Oh, me
it's gonna
neither.
be easy.
And there's not very many roles in that one.
Yeah,
But
that one might be a dead one.
okay, but when you read it or you watch it or whatever, I have like a few people who I think I know who's gonna get the roles. So
Okay.
you gotta, we'll do another podcast for Harvey.
Yeah, we should po oh. Are you okay? Are how much like I can't talk. Are you like depending on getting a main role in Harvey? Or not like a main role, but at least a role? Or are you
Okay,
gonna
so
go back to the costumes closet?
I mean, getting a role would be wonderful, but there's a bunch of good people, and I'm probably not gonna get a role. You know what I mean?
You
I
like if
mean,
I
there's
were to try out, you'd be more
costumes.
likely.
ability, but there's not a big chance I'm gonna get a role. So if I don't, I'm gonna try to hit up costumes again because costumes was a good time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like sound or lights would be fun, but not if I don't know anybody, you know? In a costume, we already know you're gonna be the head because, like, you
Okay, that's fake tea though. It's very possible that oh, I think Angelica might be coming back and she'd obviously like snag my weave.
That's a good point. But, like,
I heard rumors that she's coming back. And you know, if she does, I won't be mad.
that's what they said during Circle, that Angelica's coming back.
If she does, I will not be mad. I will probably thank her because I'm not ready for the
But
relationship.
you never know because I heard that she's like class president or something, like the president of seniors.
That could be also very possible. She's so involved. Like, how does she do
I
it?
know, honestly, good for
She's
her.
also in debate.
Angelica, if you're listening, we heart you. We're not saying we don't want you to come back. It just that's a very investive job, so you never know.
No, I hope she gets it.
But yeah, come back. We heart you.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I miss. I'm pumped, but I'm also a little scared of the freshmen.
I know. I'm gonna be like, you know how we were with the seniors? I'm gonna be like that with the freshmen.
Yeah, I'm gonna be intimidated, and they're gonna act like
No, but
ten-year-olds.
low-key, we gotta be their best friends. Like, we have to be like, oh, Brenna, Ava, we know them.
Yeah, and we gotta get rid of that one nickname.
Oh, yeah, we gotta stop saying that. But we're not gonna say it on here because we're not gonna say
I haven't said it in months.
it. She
But it's still like
knows
in my brain, like the spelling and everything.
this girl, because of some stuff that happened, she probably knows this name.
Oh, really?
You know what happened. You told.
Well, yeah, that's the whole tea.
But we're not exposing that. We're not exposing that.
That's like piping, and I bet our listeners are dying thirsty for it, but that's like
We can't say
piping, so
it because this
it's
person might
negative.
hear.
Yeah. There's some conspiracy around it, you know. It's piping, too piping.
100%. It's too piping for maybe another time. Probably not.
And I have all the receipts, so maybe if we're feeling a little risky.
True, but we need to ask the person who's in this if it's okay, which we're probably not gonna be able to do.
True.
Because this person might listen to this podcast, like, very well chance.
Okay, you keep on like digging a grave.
I know. Sorry if you really want to hear this, Tivo, we can't.
Dan is like, what happened?
Dan, are you listening? Dan wants to know. Dan, if you're listening, we'll tell you on a drive. We'll tell you on a drive.
Can we please make our last drive with him? Like,
I'm
you
gonna.
and I with him?
Okay, Dan, if you're listening, you might like not like me, which is a very possible chance. Which.
Oh no, I didn't say goodbye to him today, so he probably doesn't like me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But no, we gotta try to make our because Steve doesn't like me.
That's very obvious.
Like, honestly, I'm kind of triggered by him. And then Cam.
Dude, I think I. Wait, is drive 4 or 5 the distracted driving? Okay, thank goodness.
I'm excited for that one, TBH.
I'm not, because I thought it was the fourth one, and my fourth one is with Steve, and I do not want him
Me neither.
in my
He's gonna freaking
future.
push me out of the car.
He'd be like, why aren't you driving anymore?
Yeah.
Probably gonna call me Bob from now on from that stunt I pulled today.
Steve just tries to roast us. Steve, if you're listening, no hate, but just you gotta stop roasting us.
Especially Brenny, because
Yeah.
you're gonna one day say something you're gonna regret.
I was like shaking.
Was dying. Emily and I were cackling.
I know, I
And like
saw.
people were like looking and they're like, what the heck? And then when he said you almost killed someone, everyone was like, what the heck?
I know. I know, I know,
Like
I
they wanted to know the tea.
know. But they only feel us in this podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, we
We
haven't
should like
even said it. Podcast, I'm gonna tell you right now. MSUT.
wait.
Yeah.
Is it first of all, it's not messy UT, it's messy U news. And second you got it
What?
wrong the whole time. Even and I don't want to say anything,
Mandela
but
effect? Is it really messy U news?
yes.
What? I always thought it was messy UT.
No, wait, let me check. Oh, yeah, I was gonna say something and I forgot.
Oh no.
Messy you news. Messy news you.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't want to say anything, but
How long have you known this?
Probably a week.
What?
Since you've known about it.
What? You don't?
Sorry, Messy News you.
Messy News you? Okay, let me just say, not to be creepy, but we kind of talk about you a lot, just because you're our only fan.
No, what's her name? Kathy Vargas, or some random lady that follows me. Here's your shout out.
Oh my gosh, yay, we love you.
Oh wait, but I was going to say, you know how there's those, like, posters around the classroom for all the, like, the graduating students?
Yeah.
We should plug our podcast.
Oh my gosh, we should.
Yeah, we should plug it on the board, too, and tell Steve to listen to it. Unless, well, actually, we're kind of spilling tea about him, so I don't know. That might be
true. Steve's gonna get offended if he listens to this. We should clickbait the title so that more people listen.
True, true.
What's the clickbait gonna be?
Theater tea? I don't know. I'm not good at clickbait.
It has to be like something crazy that has nothing to do with this. Like, oh my gosh. It needs to be something like the day I almost died, and then it will be me telling the story of Driver's Ed.
Yeah.
All right. So so it's not clickbait, I'll tell you. I could have died. You never know. But this
yeah,
is what
I could too. I should not have sat behind you. That was a
I
bad
know.
Move.
You shouldn't have. That was actually a really risky move. Sit in the middle because that's the safest seat. But mm-hmm. So here's what happened. So I was driving with our man Dan, you know, like he was like, get on the expressway. So I'm like, okay, I did. So then I forget what I was doing, but all of a sudden the wheel just started turning and I ran right into a car next to me. But
Dan, screaming.
We were both screaming. Dan was really chill and just pulled the wheel back over, but we started screaming our heads off because it was literally the day we should have died.
What will we do with that, Dan? Also, I just want to say that Brenna at first blamed it on the fact the car's old and had, like, different balance, but I think it was you that turned it. Sorry.
I don't think so.
Well, you also thought it was Messy UT.
Messy UT, I'm so sorry. Like, I've been trying to plug you, and I've just been... They're looking at Messy UT, and they don't know what it is.
Messy
what is it, Messy
you.
You?
Yeah.
I was so far off. Wow, that's really sad. All right, is this podcast gonna be 20 or 30 minutes?
20? I don't really know. I was gonna, okay, comment down below, should I exercise tonight? Because I haven't since last Thursday.
No.
Okay, I ate this fat shake earlier, and I ate a big old burger just now.
And I'm feeling kind of chubs, but, you know. Here's the thing. When I, like, am old, I might just want to be fat, you know? Because,
yeah,
like, especially when I'm, like, 30 and I found my man and stuff.
30. You call that old?
45.
Yeah.
45 and I found my man. I'm probably just going to make a pact with him and be like, let's see who can get the fattest in the shortest amount of time. And then it'll just be fun and, like, bonding.
Okay.
And that's why we're never going to get divorced.
Yeah, and when I'm on my deathbed, I'm just going to eat as much as possible.
I want food in my grave with me.
Huh?
I want food in my grave with me. You know what
yes.
I mean?
And, like, I'm already going to die anyways. And, like, it's not
oh, yeah,
the thing.
Oh, yeah. You're... You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to expose you right now, but that quite possibly is not good.
Wait, what? My wound?
Yeah.
I missed the first part of what you said, and you're just like, I don't want to expose you. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, my
but
gosh.
I had the idea.
I'm not exposing you.
Yeah, I feel like my... You're so nice about it. You're like, I don't want to expose you, but my other friends, whenever I'm like, oh, yeah, I had a surgery, they're like, what is it? And then my other friends are like, oh, yeah, she had this done. And I'm like... Have you no sense of privacy?
Messy News you. Messy News you. Like, you don't want him to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, can we talk about how today in class, so Ava got something right on a worksheet, and then, like, when it was basically silent in the room, she did the loudest, like, tongue click right in my ear.
Don't remind me. I was so confident. And so, like, okay, it was, like, a question that, like, I debated with Brenna, I think. Right?
Yeah.
And I was so happy that I got it right that I went, like, my loudest tongue click ever.
The whole class was like, hello. Like, they weren't even expecting that from you.
Our class is so boring. Nobody talks. We're the most talkative people in the class. We're the most interesting.
Honestly, like,
we're always talking to Steve.
Silent.
Yeah, it's, ugh. We make it lit.
I know we do. This is why Steve only talks to us.
I feel like I forgot about that moment because it was so traumatic. I was trying not to laugh. But Brenna was also trying not to laugh, too, for her follow for...
Should we tell the podcast?
I don't know. We have some adult listeners who think it's stupid.
That's true. They're going to kind of be scared of us.
Yeah, and you said it, like, 3 times in front of Steve, and that goes against the law of Steve, so...
Okay, Steve doesn't freaking care about me.
Nobody's out to get you, so...
I know. Ugh.
Wait,
Guy Theory
I'm
podcast is not.
Interrupted. 1 second.
Hello? Oh no. So
sorry.
I think you're talking to her mom.
No, I'm talking to my younger sister.
Lena?
Yeah.
What's up? Is she still here?
She's gone.
Okay. I was actually debating whether or not to invite Messy News U to our podcast.
No, I would not have joined it. Sorry. No, I'm sorry, Messy, but that's
the tea. Messy!
That's the tea.
Yeah. I hope Messy this.
We say tea too much, and I blame you.
I don't hate it. I kind of like it.
I like it, but I feel like people are annoyed by it, you know?
I accidentally called Messy News U Messy UT.
We just call him that at this point.
Honestly, Messy News U, if you're listening, comment down below if you get offended when we say Messy UT, because I kind of like it.
It makes no sense. I guess, like, do you mean the T at the end is as in, like, tea, like, piping tea, or just, like, the letter T? Like, what were you thinking?
Like, piping tea.
Oh, okay. Then I kind of like that. I kind of want to shorten my name, you know?
Yeah.
I'm already, you know how I was contemplating working out today? I'm already, like, sweating it all off just sitting here in my room.
I think tomorrow with the drive, like, you're going to work up, like, enough sweat that you don't even need to work out.
Yeah, on my first drive with you and Dan, I was sweating so much. I was, like, pink.
Yeah, I know.
Two on my grind.
Oh, wow. Guess what? The wheel was wet.
Really? Oh, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
It probably was. Though. Didn't you say that?
I
don't know.
Not say that.
Well.
I feel like the podcast is going to get dry because we need to go for, like, six more minutes.
Yeah, we said we're gonna stop at 20, but that's right when we're in the middle of my tongue clicking story time, so.
Yeah, we couldn't stop there.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about it, and by the end of this week, I'll have one more drive than you.
You're right, because you're gonna have 4, right?
Yeah.
All right, but then gotta sign up for the 2 together with Dan.
Yeah, the last one. I don't really care about the 5th one. I guess if I'm with Steve, that's not the end of the world, but I don't know. We'll just have to see how Karen is. I'll give you the tea about Karen.
All right, do it. Because I feel like if Karen does it, it's literally just going to be like, change the channel to country music, you know?
Mm-hmm. But we don't know her. Steve said that she would like you, so I don't really know what that means.
This means Steve was trying to get me to drive with her.
Well, I don't understand why he targeted you, you know?
It's because I sit right in front of him. And he was seeing who he could make eye contact with, and it was me.
You were really testing him.
Oh my gosh, he was testing me.
And back to this story time.
All right, what are you doing right at the second, Ava?
Sitting on my floor and just playing with these Spice Girl dolls that I have.
Oh my gosh, which one's your favorite?
Well, they're missing Ginger, and she's not as fave, but I guess Posh Spice.
Wait, tell me the tea. What are the different Spice Girls?
There's Posh Spice, Ginger Spice, Sporty Spice, Scary Spice, and Baby Spice. And when I say dolls, I mean, like, little action figurines that my sister threw at me one day, so I decided to keep them in my room.
Brandon's on the phone
somewhere. Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. Just a minute, you want me to end it?
Yeah, you need to end it, yeah. You can call them back.
All right. All right, guys, I'm going to have to go for a second, but we're going to continue this host for 30 minutes.
All right.
All right. Hello.
I'm here.
All right, I don't even remember where we left off on the last podcast.
I was talking about Spice Girls action figures, but that's irrelevant. Give me the tea on what happened.
So Kai Kai called, and my mom made me talk to her.
Oh.
So that's the tea.
Okay. Remember I said I wasn't going to run? Well, then I felt bad. And I just ran, so, yeah.
Where did you run?
In my basement. Pretty lit down there.
Wow, tea.
It was a little freaky, because most of the time, all the lights are on down there, but they weren't, so it was a little freaky. And also, one of my cats tried to jump onto the trampoline, so I had to scream. And yeah.
Alright, I have more ABC Mouse tea.
Ooh, fill me in.
But the thing is, the listeners don't know what happened. We're not supposed to.
Wait, how long does this one have to be to make it all 30 minutes?
I have no idea. That's the problem. So maybe we should just make, like, this one 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make this one exactly 10 minutes. Okay. So this is adding on to the tea that already happened. So I thought everything was good, okay? I was good with these people.
Wait, how do you want to explain it to our listeners?
All right, so just long story short. So I was talking to Julie about the Rach, Leah, and Danny. Then Julie showed Danica wrong information, so then Danica thought that I told her that she hates Rach and Leah. So then Danica got really mad at me, and so did Rach and Leah. So then I showed Danica the messages and showed that Julie was lying. So then she was fine about it, but she still, like, made a hate thing. And then a bunch of people started to not like me. But then, like, it was kind of fine for a little bit, okay? So now, I'm actually on ABC Mouse this second, and I just saw this. So.
Wow, fresh.
Oh my gosh. So one person, they were saying their thoughts on me, and they said that, so one person, this wasn't that big of a deal, but they were like, I like, so this was Rach, and so I talked to her about it, and I was like, do you want to see the screenshots? And she's like, no, I don't care, it's old news. I'm like, okay, so then she was like, my opinion has changed about you since the drama, but I still like you. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what the heck?
I know. And then this one girl, I don't even know her name. I've never talked to her. It's Rainey. So Rainey just gave her opinion on me, and it said, I don't like you for the sole purpose of what your big mouth went off about telling people about Danica.
Ooh.
She just said that. So I'm about to message her.
What are you going to say?
What should I say? Should I say you don't know the whole story?
Yes, that's a good thing to say.
You don't know the whole story.
And if you just let her know that she's the one with the big mouth.
But she's really popular on this website too. So I can't start tea with all these people. You know what I mean? So this is hard, but I just
got ABC Mouse is a risky place.
So honestly, I could start a new account on ABC Mouse and, like, you know, people would be fine. Nobody would know.
True.
So if, like, a bunch of stuff does happen, then it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Also on the topic of social media, I have an Insta, of course, and I also have Finsta, which over the years has become many things. I think it originally was an account for my dog. Then it was something else. I don't remember. And then it was also just my Finsta, but it had like a theme. All the pictures would be the same. This thing, yeah, whatever. And now it's like some messed up, stupid ASMR account, and a lot of people are following it now, and I'm scared.
How many?
Huh?
How many people?
Not a lot, but it's not worth the amount. It's probably like 10, and it's not worth that amount. So I think I might just like.
You should I don't know. For this publicity for this. For this.
Yeah, podcast. Like I'll only post links to this podcast.
And like, no, you got to show little clips of the juiciest part.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the juiciest part of this one and like the other clip that we just did?
Either something about how you're crying about Darzed, or the story how I almost died, or the ABC mouse drama.
Oh, okay. We'll one do the clips.
What?
I'll do a couple. Like every day after I do post this, I'll be like, check out this clip from, and then the next day check out this clip from, you know?
I mean, like, and then to say go watch that in the link.
Yeah.
Alright, we need like an upload day, you know, a day we always upload.
True. Maybe like you should have a day and I'll have a day. Oh my gosh, okay. Wait, somebody else followed me.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh,
I'm gonna disappoint them. Yikes. Okay. Well, I guess I'm making money moves now. 12 followers on my awful account.
Oh, on that. I thought you meant on here.
No.
Alright, so update on ABC Mouse. She hasn't messaged me back, and it's been 2 minutes. Shall I message her again?
No.
Alright.
You can't seem like you're thirsty for more, you know?
I just don't want her to hate me.
Well, just be patient if you explain the whole thing to her, but just wait for her to respond.
I wasn't mad about this drama because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get clout. Like, it's going to be over with. But now people still hate me. That's the problem.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Imagine if that happened in real life.
See, I'd care less.
Really? I would be screaming.
I would, like, I know. I'd be really depressed. I'd be like, I'm moving away, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Moved to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm moving back to Georgia with Gigi.
I don't understand how, like, you and Kylie take turns going down there.
No. This isn't in Georgia right now. This is in Michigan, my other grandma.
Oh, whoa. You guys are partying at your grandma's all the time.
Oh, yeah. We love our grandmas. Okay, so have you thought about the driving? Are you, like, feeling bad?
I did a lot of dancing on the treadmill. I don't know. Whatever will happen, you know, I'll never feel like I'm ready for any drive.
You just gotta know that Karen has your back. Like, it used to be Dan, and, like, we still have our trusting name, but we just have to put our trust in Karen now.
Yeah. You know, there's always that second break, saving lives, and also the fact that she can grab the wheel anytime.
True.
As demonstrated. It's you and Dan.
Dan. I hope he listens to this.
He probably won't, though, because it's going to be, like, 30 minutes long. He's going to be like, I'm not going to listen to 30 minutes of, like, two girls saying, that's the Jesus, you know?
True. And it's really boring for people who don't know us, you know, who don't know
what especially the theater part. Like, nobody's actually going to care about that unless they're in theater, and I don't want to show it to anybody, because I don't know.
He doesn't give a crap. He's not listening right now.
Yeah, because he does, like, 3-minute podcasts that, like, are...
He knows how to keep his listeners. Edible. That's why he probably has a bunch.
Yeah.
Who is it? No. Come in. FBI! Do you want to talk on the podcast? Don't.
You have to go travel.
Okay, give me a minute and, like, 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, wait, how are we going to wrap it up?
I don't know.
No, you didn't need to tell her that. Alright. He went out there and he was like, Brenna wants a minute and 5 seconds.
Wow.
Alright, so here's the thing. I think even though, like, we should try to keep our posts, like, at a good, like, rate, like, not every day, I think we should at least record a podcast tomorrow so we can, like, right after the drive, so then we can talk about it. And this one won't be 30 minutes. This will be, like, a 10-minute one.
Yeah, yeah, that's what this one was supposed to be, or at least 20 minutes.
No, this was, like, over 30 minutes. Oh, my gosh, we have 20 seconds.
Okay, what's your outro?
Thanks, you guys, for listening. Come
back. Thanks for listening to us rant about random things.
Another time, we love SEUT.
Bye.